Currently in Montreal, there are over 100 Palestinian refugees who are facing deportation from Canada in the coming days, weeks, and months. Most of the refugees are from the refugee camps of Lebanon and from occupied Palestine. They have claimed refugee status in Canada over the last couple of years. Systematically, Palestinian refugee claims are being rejected by Immigration Canada post-September 11th. A campaign to stop the deportation of Palestinian refugees has been launched in Montreal to build concrete solidarity for Montreal's Palestinian refugees as they organize to fight against Citizenship and Immigration Canada's attempts to deport them to the illegal and deadly Israeli military occupation which plagues everyday life throughout occupied Palestine and to the violence, poverty, and persecution which defines life in the Palestinian refugee camps of Lebanon. I spoke with Bashar, a Palestinian refugee facing deportation, and Rabia Masri, an organizer with the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees.
My name is Bashar. I'm a Palestinian refugee from Lebanon. I came here, I claimed refugee status in Canada, actually. And what we're facing now is this massive deportation, you can say, of like 100 Palestinians who are coming from the refugee camps of Lebanon or who are coming from the occupied territories. Those who have escaped all the humiliation and the non-humane conditions out of all the camps in Lebanon and came here for a decent life. And all those who came from the occupied territories also and who escaped the killings over there. So some of these people, like us, we are facing deportations right now. And we are having this demonstration just to say no to these deportations, to stop these deportations, and to raise this public awareness of what we're facing right now, what we're going to face soon when we go back where we came from. So we had a chance to escape all these things we were facing over there, and now we have a chance here to start a new life. So we're hoping that we're going to be accepted here, and we're not going to be deported back there.
For many people, a Palestinian is the definition of what a refugee is. There was a massive displacement that took place in 1948, again in 1967, at the hands of Israeli armies. And this is ongoing. There's millions of Palestinian refugees around the world who are facing persecution in various refugee camps in different countries. Why do you feel that these rejections on the part of Immigration Canada took place?
Well, actually, what we're facing here is mainly from the IRB commissioners is the lack of knowledge about the whole case, about the persecution of the Palestinians. They have some ignorance about the whole subject, actually. Although that the IRB and the Immigration Canada, they have tons of documents about the situation of the Palestinians, both in the refugee camps in Lebanon and in the occupied territories. And they know lots of things about it. The problem is these documents being read by IRB members or not? What we have seen that these judges who are dealing with the cases, actually, they have no idea what's going on, mostly. They are ridiculing the whole case, the whole persecution, most often on asking some silly questions. Ridiculing the whole issue, actually. Not asking the main questions about the persecution these people are suffering, what they are running from. So this is the problem, I mean. Like Palestinians in Lebanon, they live in these camps. Inside the camps, everything is messed, I mean. It's like blocks or cubes put above each other, you know. The sewage is everywhere, the trash. There's no infrastructure, the streets, no pavement, nothing. This is inside the camps. And in Lebanon, actually, Palestinians, they are not allowed to work in over 70 professions. They do not have medical or health care over there. Lots of persecution they are facing. The checkpoints on the entrance of the camps, like Palestinians have to be checked every time they enter, go in or go out. They are not allowed to bring in any construction material inside the camps. So, I mean, this whole situation, it is a persecution, I mean. One judge, he was suggesting that about working in Lebanon, he said that Palestinians, they still have some tolerance in terms of working and finding a job. Actually, yes, there is some tolerance, actually. Although they are prohibited from working over 70 professions, they still have some tolerance in working. But, I mean, we don't want to be given some tolerance. We don't want to be tolerated over there. We want our very basic human rights, nothing more, nothing less. This is what we're asking for. We're not asking for much. Why should I live in a society, live as a lesser human being, and make somebody tell me what to do, what not to do, what to work, what not to work, how to live, and where to live? I mean, this is unacceptable. Everybody as a human, he's born free, and they have the right to live free. We came here, we want to live this freedom. In the future, I'm going to have a family. I'm going to have children. Why should they suffer? Why should they be refugees at a time? Why shouldn't they have the chance to live like any child in the world? A free life. Grow up in a world, in a country that will protect him, support him. Why not? Now we're here now. They have a chance to give this to us.
Can you speak about the historical context that's created this situation?
In 1948, during the creation of the State of Israel, more than 800,000 Palestinian refugees were expelled from Palestine. And then in the Six-Day War of 1967, when the Israeli army occupied the West Bank, East Jerusalem, the Gaza Strip, hundreds and thousands of more refugees were created, Palestinian refugees. Right now, that number has grown to become over 5 million Palestinian refugees. So the great majority of the Palestinian population are refugees living in refugee camps across the Arab world in very harsh conditions. It's been 55 years now that these refugees live in these camps. So these Palestinians were born stateless, they were born refugees. Their parents were also, many of them were born refugees, and their grandparents had become refugees in 1948. So due to the fact that they are stateless refugees, they have always been persecuted wherever they went. As a refugee, the protection that usually is provided to any person is not given to a refugee, and more so to a stateless refugee. And this has been the case in most of the countries where these refugees have resided. And the case is much worse, specifically in Lebanon, where more than 400,000 refugees live. Almost a month ago, in the refugee camp of Ain al-Hilwi, there was a conflict that erupted inside the camp between different militias that caused the death of tens of people, and tens of people were also injured. As had been said earlier, all the basic rights, civil rights and human rights of the refugees are not being respected whatsoever. So there has been a lot of suffering in Lebanon. There has been a lot in the refugee camps in Lebanon, in Palestine, in the occupied territories, and we are demanding an end to that suffering, at least to the 100 people that are here in Montreal, in Canada, that we see and we know, and we have a direct responsibility towards these people. We might not be able to change tomorrow the situation of Palestinian refugees, of the 5 million Palestinian refugees scattered in refugee camps around the world, but one thing is for certain is that we here in Canada can definitely make a difference in helping the Palestinian refugees here get a chance to live their lives. And this is what we're hoping to do.
Can you speak about your experience as being a Palestinian refugee here in Montreal, your experiences with Immigration Canada, but also what it's like to live a daily life of being someone in this country without permanent status?
The first time we arrived to Canada, I mean the first month we lived here until the hearing we had, we felt some freedom, in fact, to be honest. Yes, because we're not using this kind of freedom. At the very first point when we came here, the freedom to move around without anybody checking you out, without anybody asking you about your identity, you know, your right to have a job even, you know. These things we were missing, it means a lot for us, you know, this kind of freedom. Maybe people here are getting used on it, but for Palestinians, when they see it, very simple things, it really means a lot. Like one guy, when we first came here, he was asking, don't they have an army here in Canada? I say, why are you saying so? He say, I don't see any checkpoints here and there. See, so the idea of people of the army is checkpoints. This is the way they lived their lives. They see, you know, every 10 meters or so, there's a checkpoint. So the idea of army is checkpoints all around the place. This guy was asking, I mean, you know, it's different, you know. They have a different feeling. I mean, after that, you know, when you're giving him or her this chance to live a life, at least, you know, the very least things that you provide for him, it means a lot to the Palestinian refugees. And now you're going to deprive him from all these things. Of his very basic human needs, nothing more. We're not asking for much, actually. Just a decent life, a chance to live a decent life, for a better life in the future, for us and for our future families. But unfortunately here, when we came to the hearings, to the court, I mean, the judges, they have shown so much insensitivity about this whole persecution, I mean. I don't know, like they say, what persecution means to them, I don't know. I mean, how can we define persecution? I mean, after they know even all this stuff, all these things these Palestinians are facing, and still they don't call it persecution. How can you define persecution if you're not allowed to work, to live? What is persecution then? When you're born as a refugee, this is persecution. I mean, the very basic thing of being Palestinian refugee, without considering any other thing, is the persecution itself, I mean. When you have a hearing for a Palestinian refugee, considering the very fact that he's a stateless Palestinian refugee, first and foremost, this means persecution, I mean. Without discussing anything else. Without discussing if somebody was pointing a gun into his head. This is persecution, I mean. Do I have to have a bullet in my head or a bullet inside of me that I'll be facing persecution?
Can you speak about the process that has been imposed on Palestinian refugees that have been rejected through Immigration Canada?
One example of that is the appeal process here, that there is no such thing as an appeal process. The appeal process is nothing but bureaucratic red tape. This is what it is. Unfortunately, this has caused a huge problem with the Palestinian refugees, because what it created is a situation in which one member of the Immigration Refugee Board, so one human being who probably is not well aware of the issues on the ground and might have prejudices regarding specific issues and specific individuals, decides the fate of other people, the refugees that are standing at the hearing. In this case, it's the Palestinian refugees. So there is no appeal process in Canada. There's a judicial review at the federal court. There's the pre-removal risk assessment, which in 99% of the cases are not even studied. So the actual file of the person is not seriously considered from start to end. So we want to deport the person as soon as they get to the hearing. And we constantly try to deport the person. Unless that person makes it practically impossible for us to deport, we're going to deport that person. So everybody is guilty until proven innocent. And this is how the people are being treated. They're being treated as criminals. They're being treated as liars. They're being insulted at the hearings. And after that hearing, they don't have a second chance. That's it for them. So this is the major problem. And Canada here is one of the only quote-unquote Western countries that does not have an appeal process in its immigration refugee procedures. So this is a major problem. Now, with regards to prejudices and ignorance and so on, well, obviously, in North America in general, and very much so in the West these days, when it comes to Arabs, Muslims, and even Palestinians more specifically, there is a lot of discrimination on all levels. Whether it's through the media, whether it's through the political discourse of politicians, whether it's through the laws that are being passed by politicians post-September 11th, all of these have created an atmosphere that these very members of the Immigration Refugee Board are not immune to. So a lot of these members are certainly affected by this whole atmosphere and base some of their decisions solely on what they hear across the media or the political discourse and so on, and not in accordance to the facts that are on the ground, which they are very ignorant to. So you put all that together and you can see very much where the injustice is. And this is destroying the life of human beings who are looked at as simply files and dossiers and cases and numbers by these Immigration Refugee Board, by Immigration Canada. These are refugees that have always been used as political cards, be it in the refugee camps in Lebanon by politicians there, and then they come to Canada and they're treated again as simply cards and numbers and not looked at as human beings who are seeking protection and seeking a life. So obviously there is problems on many levels of this procedures that create great injustices such as this one.
You've been listening to an interview with Bashar, a Palestinian refugee facing deportation from Canada, and Rabia Masri, an organizer with the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees, about the case of over 100 Palestinian refugees in Montreal, which Citizenship and Immigration Canada is attempting to deport back to the occupied territories and the Palestinian refugee camps throughout Lebanon. A campaign in Montreal has been launched to build support for the Palestinian refugees as they resist Citizenship and Immigration Canada's efforts to deport them. To get more information about the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees, call 514-591-3171 or email refugees@riseup.net. This piece has been produced for CKUT Radio in Montreal by Stefan Christoph.